Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's Wednesday, everybody. What's going on?
Hey, boss lady.
Hey, Miss Tony.
My favorite part of the week, Wednesday night with the Writing Royalty Radio Crew.
Yes, it's all good. Yes, I can't wait to have, we have a great topic tonight. We have two phenomenal guests coming on our show this evening. We have the one and only Miss Roxy Reynolds, one of the top porn stars in the game. She just wrote Secrets of a Porn Star under G Street Chronicles. It is available now. She tells her story. It's a really good book, and it has some exclusive photos in there. So if you don't have it yet, you want to go ahead and one-click that. She's getting ready to start a section, a blog, which is Ask Roxy, so we'll be posting that, so you'll be able to click in into the blog and ask her those questions. She'll be answering them. More details will be in the book, so you definitely want to get that book and be able to ask Roxy. Then who else do we have? We have Mr. Rico King, phenomenal dude, a top model actor. He's on almost every one of those shows, like Lifetime, those different shows. And he's been doing some phenomenal work. And the runway, he's sick on the runway. So, phenomenal dude. So, we're going to have him on here tonight as well. But is Mr. Aaron Bevo there? Because I missed him all day. I didn't get a chance to talk to him today. That's usually unusual for us. We're usually plotting a takeover. We had to take over these pages. What's going on, Aaron?
I'm chilling.
Hey, Bebo.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. We got to get a little more ump in that voice of yours. Come on, we pumped up for tonight's show.
Mm-hmm. Talk to him, Tony, because he's doing the most right now.
I'm excited. I just finished Roxy's book yesterday, and man, I felt like I was marking every other page.
Where? Which one? Which book was this?
The Roxy Reynolds new book.
Okay, very good, very good.
Yeah, you know, I read a lot on my commute, and I came right up upon something, and I had to close my iPad real quick.
Oh, Lord.
Because she was up front and close and color and personal. Man, and you guys got to get that book. I was like, ooh.
All right. So I guess we can say, Aaron, did you get a copy yet? Aaron, have you gotten yours?
Actually, I did, and you know what? I got to get. I'm going to buy the paperback.
Okay.
Wow. I need the paperback out the store.
You need
nah,
paperback.
For real. I'm just cause you know what it is. Like certain books, I just buy the paperback. Like when Treasure Blue book dropped, I went. I looked at the Kindle price, and then I went. And I was like, yeah, I can go right here to Barnes and Noble and get this shit for this.
Okay.
So I just went and got the paperback.
And have that paperback right there on hand. Paperback books are so exciting. I love when I get a book. I just rush home. I just want to thumb through the pages. I can't wait. Love, love, love it.
Yeah, plus if I get the paperback, I'm more likely to read it. quicker than Kindle, because I'm not really, I don't walk around with the Kindle like that.
Okay.
But, you know, the other beauty of having a paper book is that you could just go right to whatever page you want to go to, whereas you have to search sometime in your Kindle. But as a woman, it's just easier for me to put it in my pocketbook and keep it going. But I understand what you mean about that paperback, because, like I told Nene, I was bookmarking every other page. Each page has had a little dog ear on it.
Okay.
Yeah, nah, I definitely want to read Roxy's story, because honestly, I'm one of those tell all junkies. Like, I done read them all. I done read both of Superhead's joints. I done read the joint Nas Baby Moms put out, the joint Rick Ross Baby Moms put out. Like, as soon as they start putting out these little tell-alls and all that, I'd be on it. I read Prodigy book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be on. I like that. It's a lot of times they I haven't read Roxy's book, but it's not so much always a autobiographical sense, but it's more like, I don't know, man. I'd be getting a good insight, because it'd be helping me with fillers, like things that I know from following the people or whatever, and then they start giving, you know, details on, well, yeah, you know, at this night, at this award show, this happened or whatever. Like, y'all watched that award show. Like, I knew it was something crazy. It's another book, too, I've read called Have Gun Will Travel. Like, a lot of people don't know about that joint. That's a joint on the Death Row Records. And people sitting there talk about how they used to be in the office trying to work, and people be down in the office getting beat up. So they come like, yeah.
Wow.
What's the name of that? Have Gun Will Travel.
That sounds like a movie.
I think it is a movie called that too, but this happens to be a book about Death Row Records. But yeah, no, I definitely want to get Roxy joint, because I know, and I'm a porn head too. Like, I'll be following adult and adult films and stuff, so I'm sure she got some joints, some things in there she's giving up. Well, I could probably be like, I knew it.
You know what? You need help. I'm gonna be praying for you, Aaron. As you do your research, as your research begins, I will be praying for you.
I gotta put Roxy on the hot seat tonight, cause she ain't wanna tell me something last time she was here. So I'm gonna have to put her on the hot seat. I need it.
I don't think that she'll be afraid to be on the hot seat.
I don't think she's afraid to be on the hot seat either. I don't forget the hot seat. I'm gonna just put her on the lap dance seat. I'm gonna go ahead and open up my lap dance chair and get Roxy in it, so we can sit down and discuss some hot topics.
She might like that hot seat. You never know with Roxy.
That's true, especially when she realized I'm, I got the little baby talk with the high chair features, huh?
I'm
not gonna touch that,
Tony. Go ahead and pay some bills, because Aaron's getting started already, and I'm so happy he's tuned up. Because I'm going to be sitting here waiting for everything to come out his mouth. So go ahead on and pay those bills.
I certainly will. Well, once again, welcome everybody to our Wednesday night edition of Writing Raw Through Radio. We are so excited to have you with us. And like the crew has already said, we have a hot, hot show tonight. This is really going to be exciting, and I hope you guys got your pens and pencils and papers ready, because it will be a note-taking session from 7 to 9 p.m. I just want to let everybody know some of the great hits of Miss Mimi Capri. She has the P-Trap series 1, 2, and 3, and we are all waiting for part 4 to drop. She is busy working hard on that, so be on the lookout for that. She also has the Trust No B series 1, 2, and 3. She shares that with the one and only Cash Street Lit author. So you got to get those joints in your library, because those are some awesome reads. And she also has Under G Street Chronicles. Just a little side note, they are just taking over the industry. You got to be up on what they're doing. It's a day-to-day thing. You never know what's going to come out of their camp. But she has Tainted, Lies, Fear, and Death. And We're waiting for part two to drop to that. Be on the lookout for that. And Mr. Aaron Bebo, he is turned up now for Ms. Roxy Reynolds. He has a few joints out there that you might want to get. He has Cupid Assassin, Bunches of Love, and that's part two of Cupid's Assassin. He also has my favorite hip-hop, I Used to Love Her, and he just told me recently that part two will be dropping, so I can't wait to click that. And those things are also under G Street Chronicles as well. So like I said, G Street Chronicles is taking over. Please get those great reads in your library. Find the one and only Nene Capri and Aaron Bebo. And also, if no one has heard about this yet, till my casket drops, two books, two authors, one title, those are some five-star reads as well. So make sure you get something on your list because you have a lot to choose from. So I'm going to kick it over to the one and only Miss Nene Capri.
All right. I get it again. All right. Well, we know that we got some hot topics we're going to talk about. Aaron brought up the concept of the one stroke. We're going to let Aaron break it down and see where we're going this evening with this hot topic. Go ahead, Aaron. How are you feeling about that? Is it different facets of it? Are you having one focus about it? How are you feeling about that?
Well, the one stroke is mainly about being my little thing with the one stroke and how it ties in here is being autistic. Like you gotta be autistic. You gotta have that perfect stroke in anything that you do. Stroke of genius, stroke of the brush, stroke of luck. You know, like you gotta have it. And with you know, the book game, the
right.
The stroke comes in mostly with the covers.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the first thing that the reader comes in contact with when they see your book. So
right.
A lot of times you get the sexy covers, or you have the females on there sexy, you get the men on there, they looking ripped up, shirt off, you know, just I'm sure sexy to the women. And it gives an effect. Like it gives that attraction, like the same attraction as if somebody probably was just standing there and, you know, they were physically attractive. So that's the first attraction to your book. You know, so that's very important.
Right. Yeah, that's
the keystroke
important.
Right there. The keystroke
yeah.
to your book is a good cover. And then, you know, going on further, once you get past the cover, it goes into the writing, the one stroke, what makes this writer unique? What about this writer that, you know, makes me feel them in a way that I don't feel another writer, like the difference between a Stephen King and a Dean Koontz. You know, they both
mm-hmm.
write horror, but two different signatures all together because of that stroke.
Right, definitely.
So, you know, it's like, You get that part of the stroke. Then you get, you know, you get the stroke of the ego when the readers read the material and they're like, yo, this is the best book I've ever read, or you've touched me in a way, or I
right.
just loved your work, or,
right.
you know, when are you coming out with something again, or I love this character, or I want this character, or I want another book. It's the stroking of the ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you know, that's just, sometimes people be like stroking egos is bad, but it could be good because it depending on the individual or the character, the individual stroking the ego could you know fire up some more ambition for them to want to go back in and create another masterpiece and improve
right.
on that stroke and do something
right.
better than the last time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, that's my view on stroke as far as the literature sense.
Okay.
Of it.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
and I think you covered it all. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay.
No, I'm saying about the book. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and pull these panties back up until Roxy comes.
You're so stupid. I was talking about the book thing. I think you covered all the points about the book thing.
Nah,
but
you know,
no, please,
I had a little mannequin here. I got a little mannequin head, all dressed up fine, so I can go through my, you know, my little thing. But hey, if we got it covered, I don't want to uncover anything yet.
No, you're so silly. I was talking about the points that you gave about the book. You talked about the cover, you talked about the content, and then you talked about the ego or the pride or what so have you that you get, you know, that stroke of ego that you get, you know what I'm saying, when you're creating a good novel. I said, I think you covered each point of the writing aspect, but you had another point on a different side, right? I wasn't telling you not to share.
Yeah, because you know we got Roxy here tonight. We got to talk about the real stroke, the sexual stroke. What strokes a woman's ego? What gets a woman aroused? What takes her to that next level? Is it the male organ? Is it the conversation? Is it the physical features of the man? Like, what strokes takes the woman there? What gets the woman all the way going? Those are the strokes that I'm going to be interested in hearing when Roxy jumps on tonight, because I don't want her out of her element. I want her right in her element. I don't want to be going off talking about the Sunday cartoons in the paper or whatever. I want to make sure that we stick right where she could dominate. I want to see her in leather and a whip in her hand. Crack.
Now, see, that's what I thought when I saw the one stroke. My head was, yeah, that's where I was. I wasn't even thinking, you know, based on tonight's show, I had not had a cover, content, ego, pride, or nothing when I was thinking about the topic of our show tonight.
Well, go ahead, Aaron, take over and get it kicking, and maybe we could drop a beat right quick. Hold on.
We can always drop a beat. Who the hell? Well, when the boss lady comes back, until she comes back, that was one of the longest.
That was a commercial break.
Yeah, that was one of those commercial breaks. Like, look, you need to drop a commercial in here real quick.
Don't let me have to take over the music now, people.
No, she said, hold on. And then I don't know what happened. I guess she really meant hold on.
Why don't we run our commercial break anyway, and then she'll be ready when we come back.
We'll
it's the one and only the boss, Lady Nene Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
That's right, trapping. Now, we
there
hope the
is.
Trap Master is back in effect.
She's always trapping. You never know where she's going to show up at.
All right. Well, since she's not here right now, what we are going to do is we are going to drop this beat.
Okay.
Until she gets back.
Baby, at the point in my life when I'm tired of playing games, I'm ready to settle down, I'm ready to buy a house, and I'm ready to change my life.
Oh,
taking over. I'm 100% sure that it's here to stay. I ain't got no issue standing in my way. I ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere.
My palms started sweating, and I said, "Nene, Nene, I got that last knee out before I just fell off." Yeah.
You're so crazy. You know what you're supposed to do. You know what you're supposed to do.
Look, we got some callers here, though. I don't know who this is. Let me bring them in real quick. I see somebody else.
Because that's the infamous Rico King, 201.
Okay, I didn't think he was coming till 7:30. Because we do have somebody
else. Oh, okay.
Who
you got before that?
We have 334-221. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty cast. That is Mimi Capri, Tony Doe, and myself, Aaron Bebo. Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
That's good. I like how you just turned on the sexy voice after you got your hello out. Like, oh shit, I'm live. He's like, yo, I'm live. Like, hello, how are you? I was about to give you my insurance policy and everything. You switched the voice up so smooth on me.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
We're well.
How are you?
I'm doing bad. Who am I speaking with?
This is Nene Capri.
Mm-hmm.
And we're I'm Aaron Ebo.
And Tony Doe.
Rico isn't on yet.
He'll be on here in a
minute. Rico
isn't on yet. Were you holding for one of the guests? Were you holding for Rico or Roxy?
I'm holding for Rico. I'm a fan caller from Alabama.
Okay. Well, let us put you back in the call.
Right,
we're going to put him on in here. And then we'll bring him back in.
Okay. Then we'll bring you back in. I got you.
Yes. Please hold. Wow, well, Aaron, you need to go ahead and bring
this up. 201-334, good evening. How are you doing this evening? I believe this is our guest, Rico.
Yes, that's 201-344.
Yes, we have you. How are you doing this evening?
Yes, we got you.
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm wonderful right now. I just got off of work doing the job for Coca-Cola, and this is my next stop right here. So I'm right on time, right?
Yes, you are.
Yes,
we're so happy that you're joining us. Rico is, I call him definitely a top model and actor extraordinaire. I met him a few years ago at one of John Blasingame's fashion shows. And real humble guy, definitely about his craft and about his work and always taking it to the next level. And we've been corresponding ever since then. He's now belayed several book covers. And we're going to let him tell us a little bit of history because he's also worked with some big wigs in the entertainment field. Please give us a little bit of your work, Rico.
Indeed. First of all, I want to say thank you, Nene, for having me.
Thank you for coming.
First and foremost, and to Lisa, too, and to everybody on the line right now, thank you for allowing me to be here and speak on some things that I have coming up.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
all right.
Indeed.
So, Brenda Jackson, I want to give a special shout-out to her and Niobe Bryant for letting me grace the cover and be the cover art of their romance novels. Brenda Jackson has a novel out called Perfect Timing. I'm on the cover of that. Yes, and Niobe Bryant has two romance novels with me on the cover, one called Hot Like Fire, which is out right now, and the other one is scheduled to be released December 2nd, and that one is called Want, Need, Love, and I'm on that cover along with an actress, a friend, a really good, genuine person named Tamala De Jesus. She's in L.A. right now. Crash, she's killing the market out there, so we booked that job together. So those are three romance novels. You can get them at Walmart. You can get them at Barnes & Noble. They're out there, so I ask you to support me in that way for my print stuff, too.
That's what's up. And some of your screen work. Can you bring us up to speed on some screen work?
Yes. Not only with the modeling, I am an actor, too. I'm proud to say I'm a working actor as well as a working model. So I just finished a appearance on the Steve Harvey Show. NBC was kind enough to fly me out there and be Bachelor number 3 in a dating segment, which I won.
Good.
Right now.
So that was fun. Steve is hilarious, and they treated me well. Also, I just did an appearance on Good Morning America for a company called Rent a Gent. It's like Rent a Gentleman. That's what that's short for.
Okay.
Yes, I have a profile on there. So if you're in the New York metro area, tri-state area, Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, or Manhattan, and you want a date and you want a good time, I'll show you a good time. And there's a fee, though. There's a $200 an hour fee, but you can rent me, and I'll be right there. To do whatever your heart desires, almost whatever your heart desires. You know, there's rules and regulations.
You got to be clear, because tonight we talk about that one stroke. So you can't come on here just telling everybody you're available for all they need and desire.
$200.
That's right. Well, I'm on the clock, though. That's
$200 an hour. That's $200 an hour, Tony. You must have an hourly rate.
Let's
see, an hourly
clear
rate.
On that. There is an hourly rate. Yes,
this is not a game.
It's not. This is a way of providing for my future. I'm planting the financial seeds that I need to do right now, the grassroots, and I'm building up from the ground up.
Right.
This is not just for fun and games. This is a career. So yeah, I take my business very seriously.
Mm-hmm. You
also,
do, and
acting.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm just saying, I follow the career, and I see all the growth that you made in just a short period of time. It seems like you've just been put in spot after spot after spot to do something really, really great. And it's good that the readers are able to hear the behind the scenes of what the models and stuff do. You know, when they see those hot covers and stuff, they don't realize, like, the sacrifices and stuff that
yes.
you all make, you know, to make sure that you're out there. So people have, you know, hot guys on covers, you know, stuff that people really want to look at. It's a lot of sacrifice to that end, you know, being away from your families and traveling, you know, to different countries and things like that. But, yes, please continue to share what else you have that the readers can go and look at and actually see you besides the book cover.
Sure thing. Next month I'll be in a magazine called Vicissitude Magazine. Let me say that again for you. It's called Vicissitude Magazine, the July
mm-hmm.
issue. I worked with a great photographer by the name of Joe Nunez.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do a cover story, not a cover of the magazine, but he's covering a story on me. So I'm a featured model / actor. I have a write-up in that, and that's going to be available. And I also, real quick, want to put out my Instagram so people can follow me if they'd like. I'm not one of those people that pressure people to follow me. Just if you want to, it's rking6312. Again, that's R-K-I-N-G, my last name, 6312. I'm trying to speak as articulate as I can because I'm on my headphone and I'm out in these streets. Like I said, I just got off a job for Coca-Cola, and I did not want to miss this interview. So I hope y'all got that.
And I'm glad that you came. Yes, we did. We do have it, and we can always rerun it and make sure that they get it. But you have a fan on here who's been waiting to speak to you. We want to let her have that opportunity so then we can go ahead and continue with the show. Aaron, could you please bring her back in so she can talk to Rico?
Yes.
I'd love to speak
to her. We
got to
get her name this time. 334-221. You are live again. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello,
Rico. This
is Rico. You got me. I'm right here. Talk to me.
Yeah, Rico.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name, sweetheart? Tell me your name. Let's get to know each other.
Well,
my name is Lachey.
Okay. Talk to me. I'm right here. You want to ask me something or you just wanted to be on the line with me?
I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. What, tell me something that you know that I've been in or on. Or how do you know my work?
Facebook.
Say what?
Mm-hmm. Did you say Facebook?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Oh,
okay.
The Oprah Show.
Oh, the
Oprah
Show.
Channel.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I did a show called Unfaithful on the Oprah Network. Own? Y'all familiar with that network, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Course.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oprah
I did
ain't letting nobody in America not know, at least know what it is. You might not watch, but
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My
listen,
I'm
like,
show me who you were.
Uh-huh. Well, it's me. I'm here right now. I'm talking to you. You can check for me on other shows, too. Like, I'm that reenactment guy. If there's a show like Deceived on TV1, Deceived TV1 and other shows, I'm on those, too. But we're talking about just Unfaithful right now. So talk to me.
Oh, he's excited.
Hello?
I'm
not
still
your
here.
Chance.
Oh, no.
Now's your chance, right.
Hello, this is another person. Who it is? This is Rico.
Yeah,
yes.
On the line.
Yes.
See?
I'm here.
Yes, Rico.
Take advantage while you can. You got my undivided attention right now.
See, y'all switched the phone back
here.
And forth. You got to let him know who he's talking to now. Y'all done switched the phone.
Yeah, because y'all look, I got some things to plug, and y'all eating in on the time. I'm trying to hear you out, but I got to talk, too.
Actually, me and my cousin is a band of Rico. Rico, I'm one of your Facebook friends, Trina Lachey.
You're one of my Facebook friends from Lachey?
Yes, and I be watching your little movies on the Oprah channel. You know the little movie you was in, your little modeling pictures, you know.
That's okay, well, I appreciate the support, darling. I really do. Keep supporting me.
Montgomery, Alabama, support you.
That's good. Montgomery, Alabama, thank you so much. We appreciate you ladies calling in and speaking to us.
We definitely do.
Thank you for calling, honey.
Don't forget, if you're in the New York metropolitan area, give them the website again, Rico, where they could go, you know, get the date and all that.
Yes.
That's 200 an hour.
Yeah, 200 an hour rate, but it's called Rent a Gent. You can Google it if you have trouble finding it. Rent a Gent. It's short for gentleman. So Rent a Gent.
Somebody got real excited about that. I think I heard a piggy bank break.
I heard that, too.
Thank
you,
ladies. We appreciate y'all calling
in. Yes.
Can we request
thank you for calling in.
Go ahead.
Nene.
Yes.
I want to just say, you know how much I persevered in trying to get a romance novel couple. Just to reiterate one more time, because it first started with you. Like, I tried, and it didn't happen in that way, but you see how things work out, and I ended up getting three. I didn't give up.
Yo,
so I'm here to tell, I'm living proof that it can happen if you just believe and you stay persistent and persevere through any obstacles that are in your way. You can make it. Like, I remember when I was working a regular job not too long ago, let's say a couple years ago, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. But I stepped out on faith because I believed in what I was capable of doing. And to this day, I haven't looked back. I'm keeping my course, and I'm moving. I'm just building and growing, like she said.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said.
Yeah, I'll be shocked. Every time I see you on something, I'm like, oh, my God, I see you doing that. What is that, the CSI with Ice-T? Is
Law
that CSI?
Law and Order. Now that's
Law and Order.
Yeah. You can see
like,
me on that, too.
Oh, over the place.
That's a good thing. Thank you so much. Look, I don't know how much time you guys are allowing me to have, but I need to ask Roxy a question.
You can. When she comes in, we're going to have her in here. Because I know you said you wanted to work with her. So
that's what I wanted to bring up. That's exactly what I wanted to bring up, but not in the adult entertainment way. I do video, as you know, video montages and promotions of behind the scenes of photo shoots and things like that. So I want to ask her if she will be a part of one of my videos and photo shoots.
I'm quite sure she
because I'm trying to elevate. Yeah, I'm trying to elevate and take my career to the next level, and that would be a great look. That would be such a great look, you know, and it expands my range of what I'm capable of doing and what people are expecting out of me. It's the element of surprise that I love to chime in on. You know, I don't want people to think that I'm too predictable. So with this, it's exactly what I need. It's the look that I need. And if she'll reciprocate, you know, and do this for me, I'll definitely, you know, do the same for her and whatever she needs. You know, it's one hand washes the other, for real.
That's a good thing. Okay. She'll be on here at 7:45, and you guys have an opportunity to talk about it and toss those ideas around and see, you know what I'm saying, what we can get jumping, because Roxy is definitely about her craft as well. And, you know, she don't miss an opportunity to try to, you know, get that money or get that exposure or what's so happening.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, we're going to definitely lay it on the table and see, you know, where
let's
what
put it on the table. Let's put it on the table because my fans and friends, I have a huge social media following, so I want to bring my audience to her and vice versa.
Well, that's going to be awesome.
Okay,
Aaron, did you have any questions? Or Tony, did you have any questions or anything for Rico or –
I do.
Okay,
I do. Hi, Rico. This is Tony, and welcome to the show once again. We're excited to have you in the clubhouse.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor. Thank you. And this is only my first appearance. I will be back, right?
Yes, whenever
you want.
Absolutely.
The platform is open. But we have a hot topic tonight, and the topic is the one stroke. Now, when you hear someone speak of that, what's your first reaction?
My first reaction is that warmth. You put it in, the key in the lock, and that's that, like, you start doubting your ability. That one stroke, like, I don't know how long I can be up in here. Sometimes you got to train. Sometimes you got to train for it. You can't go in with a loaded gun either. You got to know, like, if you...
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, clean them pipes before you go into some situation that you cannot handle. That one stroke will get you.
Uh-huh. That's so true.
I could tell you about a time. I'll just share one time for you that I thought that I was going to take it down and just triumph and be victorious, but went in. And I looked down at the action that was going on, and the visual was enough to just make me, ha, ha, ha. And that was it. I didn't pass out, but I looked up slowly with that shameful look and like, don't worry, I got you. But I was courting this girl out for the longest, and it started to, like, man, I wish I could get a girl like that, you know, that type of thing, to, man, we've got conversation going, okay, that's cool, but I don't think it's really going to happen. Nah, it happened, and when I had that opportunity for it to happen, the nerves set in, and that plays a part in the one stroke, too. You got to be honest about that. You know, you go in thinking everything's going to be just my way. No. When they shimmy, you got to catch it.
Now, you're talking about a whole nother stroke, because that sounds like a no stroke to me. You know, you got to...
Yeah, that's a no stroke.
Nothing to get freaked out, but, you know,
that's
it happens.
I was going to
so
stroke.
Excited.
I was going to stroke the hell out of you. I was going to stroke the hell out of you, girl, but you got me.
You got me.
Look, baby, I'm sorry.
You know what the hell I was about to do to you? And at this point, you never will.
Yeah.
Cross that right off the list, right?
Cross that right off the list.
Right, you might not get a chance. You might not get a chance to redeem yourself.
All that stuff I was talking about earlier, just forget about it. I ain't mean any of it.
It's all fun and games.
I appreciate your honesty with that answer, Rico.
Oh, you're most definitely welcome. That's all I can provide for you. You know, I'm just coming from the heart with that. It's happened to the best of us, so I'm speaking on my behalf. So.
No, he gave the happened with the best of us speech. Happened to the best of that's the number one speech.
I think he's reminiscing back to that moment when he was sitting on the bedside. Like, look, happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Oh, don't get it twisted, though. That when the time came for me to redeem myself, I pulled through.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least you pulled through.
Let me just justify that.
You have to do the tryout first.
Yeah. That tryout will get you, though. Yeah. It's true. That's 100% right there. All right, I know what I'm working with.
That's for real. That
kind of
happened.
Yeah. And see, if you look, the trick to it all is don't look down. Just concentrate.
Don't look down.
Because I'm a visual person. Because there's been plenty of times that I've typed in the URL, X videos or whatever, and watched Roxy sing and had everything ready. I'm talking napkins, the Lubriderm, everything, and nothing. Just one stroke. I'm like, damn.
How you gonna one stroke with yourself? How does that
happen?
I tell you, my imagination is vivid. The imagination is vivid.
I'm an artist. Ladies listening tonight gonna blindfold you when they get their chance. Like, I'm gonna have this nigga going all night. He ain't gonna see nothing.
Look. They know the tricks. The trick to the trade. Do not look down. That's my method right there. Don't look down.
Whatever you do,
don't book down. Don't force
me. And if you talk too much, miss, I might just tell you, just shut up for a moment while I get my bearings back together.
While you get your life.
Yeah. Let me get in control again. Let me regain control because you're talking and I'm slipping into the – I'm losing right now, baby. I'm losing.
We both about to lose.
Okay, I'm gonna set the scene for you, Rico. Now, you got my interest. This is Tony again. So you with
okay.
this woman, you couldn't wait to get with her. She's whispering
yes.
sweet nothings in your ear, okay?
Yes.
You got your eyes closed. You know, the music's pumping. The feeling is there. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to tell me that even though the eyes are closed, she's whispering those sweet nothings in your ear, you're going to come through now. Am I right? Or are you going to open up your eyes and just miss that one stroke?
No. I'm saying exactly how the scenario is that you just laid out. It can all work out as long as I go in with the right mentality, knowing I got a job
okay.
to do.
Okay.
If you catch me off guard, then you might get that one stroke and then be like, "Give me 15, I'll be right back."
Oh no, a whole 15.
Give me 15. Look, give me 15. I'll be right back. And when I come back, you better be ready.
What you going to be doing for the 15 minutes? Where you going? I know.
15 minutes to regather myself. I have to get myself together. I might need a drink. I might, you know, cold shower or whatever. Just to reboot.
Oh, okay. I can
reboot.
Appreciate that. This is when
yeah.
it's caught off guard, that spur of the moment thing. But when it's
yeah.
planned, it could just run smooth from beginning to
what?
End.
Oh, yeah. So you might need a break then.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
See, that's when the tides. See, that's when the tides turn. When it's planned out, and don't get me wrong, I'm all for spontaneity, ladies. I am for real. But when it's planned out, it's like, look, I get off of work in an hour. I'm gonna come there, get ready. Because when I get there, I hit the door, I'm going to bust your ass.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, watch out.
When it's declared what I'm about to do, then it's different. Because I'm already preparing. I'm preparing on the way home. I might be on the train. All that. I'm playing it in my head. I got the music. I got the soundtrack. I'm getting the playlist ready on the iPod. You know.
All right. Well, we're about to get you ready right now. Are you
yeah.
ready? Ready, Rico? Because I'm about to bring Roxy in. Now, don't have no accident.
No, I'm ready.
To be live.
Don't look,
Aaron,
you look down. You might have to play that clip first.
All right, but I'm going to tell you something. Do not, no matter what you do, do not look down.
I will not look down. It's about to go down. Yeah.
I want you to put somebody on him.
All right, sugar.
You got a girl who can turn him out?
I have got a girl whose pussy is so good, if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Mm. Well, I don't want to meet her.
I do.
All right, now.
The wonderful Roxy Reynolds. Sunshine,
what's
you
up,
here?
Guys?
Hey,
yes,
Roxy.
Guys.
Hello, Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
What's up, Rico? Hi, Mom.
Roxy, can I have your attention for a second?
Yes.
Roxy, this is Rico King. Hello.
What's up, Rico?
Oh, my God. That's music to my ears right now.
But take it easy on him, Roxy, because he might not be used to, you know, all your fabulousness. So just take it light on him.
Okay.
No, don't do that, Roxy. Don't take it light. Treat me like I should be treated.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this moment. Ain't nothing stopping this from happening.
Okay. Roxy, go ahead and ask Roxy, Rico.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So the floor is open
so
for this,
you
Roxy.
You got lost that quick.
Yeah, he was
oh,
gone.
No, I want to make sure y'all got, you know, you say what you got to say, because when it's my time to speak to her, I definitely want her undivided attention. Now that I have that, you guys giving me permission.
Are you sure you ready? Because she ain't even parted her lips to say hi really yet, and you done started jumbling on your...
I think he shut down his living room. Go ahead.
Okay, Roxy, first of all, if you're ever in the New York area and they have an AVN event or anything type of event that I can escort you to, I would love to be your date and accompany you to one of those events.
We actually have Jersey Exotica coming up. You can get the schedule on exoticaexpo.com, and that's EXXXTICA. EXPO.com. And it's in November. So, yeah, that'll be in your area. It's not going to be in New York. It'll be in Jersey.
Okay, yeah. Nene, you taping this, right, so I can get a copy of all this, right?
Yes, we're taping it.
All right. Roxy, I do promo videos and stuff for my photo shoots and things that I have coming out. And I would like to extend an offer to you to be in one of those. It would really help me with my career and take me to the next level. And I was just hoping you would accept my offer. And I want to recreate a video by an artist, a popular artist, Neo. It's called Lazy Love. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the poses and stuff like that that's in it, I want to do a photo shoot off of that and some behind-the-scenes footage, too. And I have plenty of models that I could go to, but they're just not ready for that. They either, you know, too scared, or basically that's what it boils down to. And I know that you're not, and you're capable of delivering. So I'm asking you, would you please take me up on my offer?
I could see what I could do for you when I'm up in that area. That's cool. I like busted open pictures. So, yeah, as long as you got some triple X y'all to it, then I'm done. I don't like boring photo shoots with clothing.
You said for clothing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like, you know, showing a little more than the typical model, the triple X model. So I like busted wide open pics, hardcore pics.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all heard that, guys?
Yeah, we hear you, and we'll get with that later on, because I could get with you, and you know, we can see what we can do, and I'll talk with Roxy off air, and we'll see what we can you know, do about that. But we have
let's follow up.
On deck, she has her new book out, Secrets of a Porn Star. They are going crazy over it. The pictures are exclusive, ridiculous, and, you know, the storyline is phenomenal, telling your story about the porn industry, about your experience, about how you got started. I know you're going to be in Atlanta tomorrow, so, yes, if you guys are in the Atlanta area, get ready to go and see Roxy. Follow her on Twitter or Instagram. She will be posting the information. I will be posting it as well, so look out for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing posting it, as well as G Street Chronicles. They will be posting it. You can come out and see Roxy tomorrow in Atlanta. It's going to be phenomenal. So, Ms. Roxy Reynolds, please give us a little insight about your work, firstly, so without giving them any spoilers, but what they can expect in Secrets of a Porn Star.
What you can expect in Secrets of a Porn Star is a 10-chapter, non-fictional, exclusive penetration type of storyline where I have sexual explicit stories in there. So, yes, it is an erotic novel. I have different chapters that are broke down in the categories where I'm explaining some. In one chapter, I'm explaining position, how to do the position, the best time and when to do the position, and being, if you're big or little, the different sizes that, you know, people are to do these positions in and where, like, for instance, on the couch, on the bed, on the chair. Then I also have in my book, I go over a little bit of my love life, because I know a lot of people are kind of, you know, in the dark about that. So I express myself about that as well as where I am in my life now. And I also go back to some of my favorite fantasies that I've experienced, and I go into deep debt with that. So you're definitely going to have a wet pussy, and you're just going to be mad, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what's up, and it's good. I'm hearing good things about it. I'm seeing the reviews. Like I said, the pictures they said are phenomenal. Tony, you just got finished reading it. Give us a little bit of insight on your experience in reading Secrets of a Porn Star.
Okay. Hi, Roxy. This is Tony, and welcome to the Clubhouse once again.
Hi,
Hi. I actually just finished your book yesterday. I think I read it in a day and a half, because, and that's in between my regular full-time 9-to-5, and it was really good. I loved the layout. The story flowed really well, and it really gave us a look into you. You know, it wasn't, it was classy. You understand what I'm saying? And I commute back and forth to work, and I was telling Devo and Nene earlier, I came up to picture number 16, and girl, I had to close my iPad quick because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure who was sitting on the side of me. Was, you know, side eyes. Sometimes you get those over the shoulder reads.
Right.
But girl, picture number 16. For those that don't have the book, please get the book. It is a really great read. Miss Roxy is in color all up in there, and it's really classy. I mean, it's I didn't know what to expect when I purchased it, but I'm really glad I did. And also, I think I bookmarked every other page, like I was telling Nene and Vivo, because you really get some good information.
There's some really good secrets in there. I agree. There is. There's a lot where you can take notes and then try it.
And that's what I did, and I will be leaving my review. I am a reviewer, so I really enjoyed the book. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
So we got Aaron Bevo. He's been waiting for you to show up. You know he had an opportunity to cut up last time, so he's been waiting so that he can get you in this conversation about the one stroke. He would love to engage you. Go ahead, Erin, because you know she's here to ask Roxy. So if you got something you want to ask Roxy, press your one and let us know. But go ahead, Erin. Go ahead with your take on the one stroke.
I want to ask Roxy what's the first thing that comes to her mind when she hears one stroke.
Oh, the first thing that comes to mind when I hear one stroke is the ultimate stroke, meaning where he's not stroking me, but I'm actually sitting on the stroke, on the stroke. So I'm actually squatting down, sitting on the dick for the stroke. Yeah, that's perfect. I like this conversation. But I also where he like pops his waist up to meet me on the downstroke too.
Okay.
Now, when you say squatting, is that the flasher where you like on the balls of your toes, like, you know, your heels not really touching, you like on the balls of your toes with the bounce and all that?
Yeah.
So I'm talking about Roxy. That's why you my peoples, man. You know. If you ain't on the balls of your feet, you're fucking up.
Right.
You can't be doing this flat-footed. Could you please let these ladies know? Because they probably think I'm bugging.
No, they're not. You're not bugging. You have to be on your toes. You're absolutely correct.
It
doesn't give you balance, but it gives you more control, too.
So, Rico, you wouldn't be able to look down, because Rico said his one stroke is over if he looks down. So, Rico, there's no looking down.
He's trying to hit it from the back then. A lot of men do
that.
Like, I can't look down. I'm so
good. There's been plenty of scenes of Roxy's that I've seen, and I'm like, man, I just imagine myself in their position, and it's over. It's over that quick.
It's going
to
be over.
That's not a good thing to say while Roxy's on the phone. It's over that quick.
I'm trying to tell you. Do you know that the lion fucks for 30 seconds for an hour? I am a lion. I'm a king, Rico King. Who's the motherfucker now?
Is that the one who said don't look down?
Don't look down. That's the one
who said don't look down. That's him.
Don't look down. You're right.
Thank you, Roxy, for co-signing.
She said you're right.
So, no.
You're going to be in trouble.
Roxy knows she got that snapper. She's like, you look down at me, it's over. Not only is this sex, you might fuck around and be blind after this.
It's the tone of her voice, too.
It's Roxy.
Aaron is acting up tonight. Go ahead, Aaron. Just do what you got to do. What other questions do you have to ask Roxy? It's Ask Roxy night. So if you're on the line, you got questions to ask Roxy, go ahead on and ask Roxy. The other part you're going to have to get in the book, but she's going to give you as much as she can give you right now here live. Go ahead and ask Roxy.
Yes, baby.
They live. I see 248 is live. She's not saying nothing.
I have a question. Hey.
Hello. Hey.
What's going on, Ray Royalty?
Hey, Leisha.
What's going on, Leisha?
My mother is in the car with me, and she has a question.
Wow.
Her question is, Roxy.
Yes,
Leisha,
ma'am.
What would a woman do if the man has, like, penile dysfunction?
What would...
And it's not in the world.
Wait, finish the question.
Okay, he's not into oral sex, and he has penile dysfunction. So she wants to know, you know, what would a woman do to spice it up in those circumstances?
Okay, in my opinion, I think that, and this is what he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to actually give oral. He doesn't like it. Okay, so to get him to actually like receiving and giving oral to his woman, I feel that first we have to make sure that she's shaved, because maybe there's like a hair issue, you know. Maybe she has to be super shaved, clean, and I think that maybe with her face sitting first, to actually guide him into writing his face, I think that would be better, because it'll give her pleasure, and then he'll feel like he's doing a good job in giving her the pleasure when she's really writing his mouth. Other than her on her back and him actually trying to please her when he probably isn't that interested in doing it because he doesn't like doing it.
Yeah,
so I feel like face writing will probably, she has to take advantage of the situation.
Ride the whip.
Aaron, you got my mom in here rolling, okay?
They got mama on here. Did that answer your mom's question, Leisha? Is her question answered, or is she straight?
Hey, mama.
Well, hello there, babe. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Hey,
mama.
Listen, don't start calling me baby now. I ain't got no erectile dysfunction.
I
that's going to start working.
I've been on a 4-year hiatus.
Oh man.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you
Roxy,
something, mama.
Ask Roxy what she think about that. She might be able to help her with her 4-year hiatus.
What was it?
She said she's been on a 4-year sabbatical. And she might need some help in that area. I don't know.
I need to find out what's wrong. Like, why?
What's the reason for the hiatus?
Well, first of all, he's not an American. He doesn't want to address the issue. He wants to do, if he wants to do pleasure, he doesn't want to use his finger.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm wondering
what can I possibly do to get him to address the issue, because it's not me.
Okay.
I feel like first, in order for him to actually really want to penetrate you with his own, I feel like maybe you should give him an example, like while he's using his finger and you're writing his face, then you can also use a toy to where you'll probably more than likely splash all on his face, where instead of the splash being on his face, he would probably want it to be on his dick next.
So you should take advantage of that finger and that toy in his mouth that you're writing, because I'm sure that he'll probably want to experience that wetness somewhere else.
Well, thank you for the information.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Try that. Okay. And make sure you, let Lisa know so we know that everything is good now.
I don't want to know. It's already TMI. I don't want to know. I'll have her send Roxy an email and tell her what happened. She wants to get Roxy's book. I was telling her about I was explaining the show to her while we were muted, and I was telling her about Roxy's book, and she wants Roxy's book.
Well, make sure you get it for her. She's signing them and stuff, so we could probably work something out so we can get a signed copy to your mom. Just hit the inbox and stuff and make sure we have all the information so that we can do that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And y'all have a good one.
You. Thank you.
More people popping on the lines, Aaron. If you could bring in another call.
It is 318-210 we have next. Welcome to Right and Royalty. You are live with Roxy Reynolds and Rico and the Right and Royalty crew, Nene Capri, Tony Doe, and Aaron Bieber. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
I think that call just dropped, Rico.
Oh, it might have dropped,
man.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Not a problem, because you know how we do on our show. They'll call back in, and until they do, why don't we just take 202-239? Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
You are live with the Right and Royalty crew, Roxy Reynolds and Rico. Who are we speaking with?
Melly.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
I wanted to know, how do you squirt?
Oh.
Wait, say that again. What did you say?
How do you squirt?
How do you squirt?
Yeah. Like,
how
what do you have
you
to do?
Squirt? Okay. I actually do go into detail a few times about that in my book.
Okay.
And so if you can't really remember, you should try to get the book so you can, like, read it so it's, like, stuck in your head. But I honestly think, and, I mean, this is my opinion, you know, I honestly feel like squirting comes from being penetrated, of course, and the G-spot being hit. I feel like that, you know, you have to have something touching a specific spot, either on your right or left, to actually make you squirt. Because the squirting comes from you actually pushing, and it comes from him actually hitting this spot, this specific spot. But, you know, there's some women that can actually do it on demand with just playing with their pussy, you know, with a finger penetrating herself, or just playing with their pussy and they're pushing and then they're squirting. But there's two different kinds of squirts. There's like a real squirt and there's a piss. And there's a lot of people that piss, you know, and you can tell it's piss because it tastes like it and it smells like it. And a real squirt, it doesn't taste or smell like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. So it's basically, it just comes to you, basically.
Yes, it's like a build-up, and it comes out when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty, well, I'll keep trying. Thank you.
Yeah, get the book. Get that book.
Yeah, I was going to say, because she goes into a little bit more detail in the book as far as that, what you're asking. So,
really?
And that's another bookmark. Yes, he does.
What's the name of the book?
Yes, and probably some good examples, good position examples.
Amazon, and it's on Kindle Kindle Nook, and it should be on iTunes
by
now.
I have my Kindle app. I'll download it when I hang up the phone. I'll definitely download it because I'm really interested.
Enjoy it, and make sure you leave Roxy a review so she can see how you felt about it.
I will.
I'll tell her on Twitter
because she follows me. Alrighty, I will.
Thank you.
I love you so much. Bye.
Mwah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Continue to listen to the show.
Hey, I see one more kiss over. We're going to have to start shooting a scene. About to break out the camera like we got some girl action about to pop off. 419-612, good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew, Roxy Reynolds and Rico. Who are we speaking
with? Hey, hello. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How's everybody doing?
Stacy,
how are you? We doing good. We doing good. Go ahead
and start talking to Roxy. We know you ain't calling to talk to us, man. All right. Roxy, yeah, because Roxy, you are my all-time favorite porn star.
Thank you.
I do have a question. Okay. What's a part two? Well, first, what's your favorite position? Is it doggy?
Yeah, I have two, though. I like doggy and I like reverse cowgirl, too.
Okay. Now, second question, I do like, my favorite is cowgirl, but my favorite kind of cowgirl is when I pick her up and then, like, I fuck her while she's in the air. You know, I hold on to her. Do you like that position?
I love that position, especially with the perfect dick. I love it.
Oh.
Meaning perfect dick, meaning... where it's, of course, on hard. It's not any type of soft or halfway. It's not sliding out. It's, like, hitting perfectly, and the rhythm is, like, the best. And you both are on, like, just the rhythm is, like, crazy, where you're not falling anywhere. It's, like, and then you can, like, fuck her all the way until you get to the wall and then, like, have her back on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that one is the best. I love it.
Yeah.
You're right. I like that one.
Thank you. And I'm following you on Twitter, and I got mad love for you.
Thank you. Enjoy your position.
Did you get the book?
You got to get the book.
I have been looking for that book on Barnes and Noble, though. I'm still looking for that book.
Look for it. It's there. You got to go on Amazon. You can order it. They'll deliver it right to your house in a couple of days.
All right. Thank you for that.
Hit Roxy up on Twitter with the photo. Like, look, I told you I was going to get the book.
I'm going to post naked with the book covering my junk. Like, yeah, I got it for you, baby.
Okay, thank you. Awesome. I'm going to remember you.
Right, well, make sure you got the book, though. Don't just pose naked. You gotta have the book.
Yeah, that's what makes the picture special. Thanks for that, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right,
y'all
have a good night, brother.
You too.
All right, you too, man. Y'all have.
All right, 386-589. 386-589?
Yeah. Hello?
Yep. You are live. It's really you.
Hey, what's up? I was just, you know, calling in to send a little shout-out to my boy, Rico. We worked on a project together, and my name is Ronnie, by the way.
Okay. Yes, Ronnie.
Yeah. What's good, son?
Ronnie, what's good, player? Yeah, remember the show? Remember the show, Looney, that the caller from Alabama called up, the Unfaithful?
Yeah.
On the Open Network? Yeah. He was the husband of the girl that was cheating with me.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. So she stepped out. She stepped out on his character.
Okay.
And that's when I came in the picture, and I played a character named Tyrone.
Okay.
Tyrone, yeah.
How fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got to say, man, Rico definitely shut it down, and that's when I knew I was, like, I remember on that show every day we used to be, like, getting ready for the scenes, getting all oiled down and shit, and doing our push-ups, and every time I would see this brother start exercising, getting ready for the scene, I'll just quit. I'm like, man, there's really nothing I can do.
Okay, so you like to quit. So since we have you on the hot seat, and we have the infamous Roxy Reynolds, world-renowned porn star on the line. We're going to ask you about the one stroke since you're on here and you're talking about quitting and stuff. I don't think that's a good idea. Talk to us about the one stroke right quick. Is he ready, Rico? Is he ready?
That's what I'm going to ask you. Ask him, wait, Ronnie, did you know that Roxy Reynolds is on the line with you?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So take a deep breath, brother. Oh. Take a deep breath. Gather your composure because you're on right now with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is different now, right?
I guess I should go do some push-ups right now.
Okay.
Damn,
yeah.
Okay.
But say hello to Roxy.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, Roxy, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Doing a lot better now.
You know we're on here talking about sex, right?
Mm. Well, you know, I'm gathering that right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. So,
we're talking about this one stroke. This one stroke. Rico,
okay.
You have to explain it to him to see if he's willing to look down or not.
Okay, see. All right, Ronnie, what does the one stroke mean to you? Like, how do you handle that? Tell me your definition of the one stroke.
One stroke, okay. I'm kind of like out of loop on this, but I'm guessing that's, you know, when your performance is kind of poor to begin with, right?
What could cause the one stroke?
I guess, I mean, that's happened to me. What would cause something like that is a lot of built-up tension, you know, like false expectations and shit, and just... You know, you ain't ready for it. That's about it, you know.
You ain't ready for it. That's the key word.
Yeah. You know, you get kind of like caught off guard or something.
Yeah.
You know,
They asked me, Ronnie, and I was like, the trick for me to not pull the one stroke is just don't look down. Whatever you do, don't look down at the visual.
Yeah, you might as well be blindfolded.
There we go.
Right. Oh my God.
He said it. Good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's definitely just that's what it comes down to, is just not being ready.
Right. Or being too ready.
I have these two gentlemen on the line. Rico and Ronnie. RR. Have you guys ever been blindfolded?
Ronnie, you wanna go first? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I used to be married, so we basically tried everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I like the whole blindfolded thing because, you know, it's, you never know what you're getting into, and it's kind of like a roller coaster, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does it intensify the unexpected, so you wouldn't have the misfortune of having a quote-unquote no-stroke?
Oh. You don't want to have to quit.
Yeah, no. I mean, for me personally, it's like when I start feeling certain things because, you know, the juices, the heat and all that stuff, then there's no getting around that. You can't confuse that for anything else, so it's a wrap.
Okay. That's the warmth I was talking about.
I failed to introduce myself, Ronnie. This is Tony. I'm one of the hosts of the show, so I appreciate your honesty with those two questions. So, Rico, have you ever been blindfolded? You didn't answer.
No, I was letting my man take the floor first. But to answer the question, no, I haven't been blindfolded yet. However, in the scene that I want to do with Roxy in my photo shoot, we'll have to do the blindfold thing so I can... You know, fulfill that fantasy. I want to do it, though.
And maintain.
And say what?
And maintain. We don't want no strokes there.
Oh, no. No. Won't be none of that. No.
Don't be embarrassing me, Rico. Don't be embarrassing me.
I got you. No, I got this. I trained for this like Rocky Balboa.
That's what everybody be thinking when they get it. They be like, yo, I'm about to get a shot at Roxy. Like, I got this shit. 30 seconds later, niggas walking back out the room like,
I don't know what happened.
No.
That's not the case.
After reading Roxy's book, I have to say you have to be on your game. Am I right, Miss Roxy?
Yes.
Come on, man. I knew that.
Oh, her book is awesome. You guys got to get that book. I feel like I have an inside track to all the
You know how you
do.
Know how you, you know do. You got to be on point with Roxy. Just by, yo, just say it for me one time, Roxy. Say pussy. Just say it one time.
Pussy.
No, that ain't here. You got to say it a little louder.
I say pussy.
You hear that? You hear the, how the pee comes off? There's a roll with her pee, and peas don't even roll off tongues. So that right there, you know that's a professional right there. She's a professional, man. I don't play around with Roxy, man. First time I heard her say that shit on the other show, I was like, yup, she for real. There ain't no camera
you
tricks.
Are silly.
I'm serious, yo.
Did anybody talk to Roxy? Was anybody else holding?
Huh?
I said, was anybody else in the call queue holding? Waiting to talk
was
to
anybody
Roxy?
Was anybody else in the call? Oh, yeah, there's people in the call queue holding. I don't know who the hell... What the hell this is, but, all right, 386-589.
Hmm.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Hi.
We'll
How
go
are
right
you?
Back to you.
How's she
561. 561-60603.
Yo.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, I'm good. What's going on with y'all?
We live
good.
In the clubhouse.
Did we catch you at a bad time?
Oh, no, I'm
good.
I'm good.
A little out of breath. I hope we...
Nah, man. My stamina real good. I was waiting on this right here.
Okay. But do you have
a good voice? I recognize that voice. Yeah, that's my boy from Florida. That's Dimitri right there. Yeah. What's going on? Flair, man, thank you for supporting and calling up, man. I appreciate that. Yo, Dimitri was one of the first people who found the book that I was on the cover of. He just happened to be at Walmart one day. He was kind enough to take a picture and post it on Facebook. Like, look at my boy. This is his work right here. So I appreciate that, brother. Man, you know, it's nothing, man. It's all love. It's all love. Hey, Roxy, how you doing over there?
I'm awesome. I'm actually sitting down relaxing. Just thinking about some things.
Oh. Well, do you have any questions for Roxy?
Yeah, I want to know what's on her mind because she said that's so damn sexy. She got me thinking about a few things.
Oh.
No, honestly, I was thinking about what I was going to get into tonight. I just got horny. So I was thinking about, yeah.
Yo, that shit happens every time she's doing a show and hear my voice.
I think it was me because I didn't hear that shit. I got on the phone though.
Nah, it's because she was thinking about the shit when you got on the phone. I had to stop talking.
Okay. Okay. So, Roxy, I wanna get into the business though. You know, I wanna start doing my thing.
What inch is your dick?
Oh.
I mean, I never measured it, but every time I miss a pussy, they be like, I'm in the stomach, you know?
Oh, for real?
Ooh. Fucking with the metrics.
Okay, does your dick curve?
Oh, yeah, it got a curve, man. Yeah, it got a curve. I call it a hook, man.
Which one? Oh, it curves up or down?
I said again? It curves up.
It curves up or down?
It curves up.
It curves up to the right or left?
I think it leaned a little more to the left, but I see it right in the middle.
Curve up. Oh, that's a good right dude, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, but see, the angle for oral would be you would have to fuck her mouth for a good angle for that.
Say it again.
See, like, the width of it and see how fat it is. I mean, it might be long, but is it fat, too?
Oh, yeah, I think it's fat. I think it's actually fatter than it is, you know, long.
Oh.
Okay, so you got to – okay, I can picture it. All right, you're circumcised, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. Are you light-skin or dark-skin?
Dark-skin, chocolate. You ain't from chocolate.
Is your dick all one complexion, or is it two-tone?
My dick the color of me.
Oh, do I got a lot of veins in it?
Rico, show a picture of me, man, because Steve had a picture of this. Show a picture of me, Rico.
Rico, show a picture of you.
He is a friend of mine on Facebook, and he does competitive, you know, training for. He's a personal trainer too, so if that gives you an idea of like his physique and everything, he's on point.
Oh,
no, but she's worried about one specific muscle.
He takes care of himself.
Okay.
He's got trophies, Roxy. He got trophies.
But do he don't have trophies for his lower region? That's what she's asking
about.
Yeah,
she's thinking about one. Oh, yeah, she's only been about 1 month.
That's not for me to comment.
Well, listen. I didn't ask my boy to give a picture of me to, you know, show my physique. I'm trying to. I want if she could see my body, she could picture my dick better, you know. So I want to have a good visual.
And that's not always true. That's not always
true. Yeah, I'm about to.
Yeah, I'm for you.
I'm about to go get me. Yo, who's your tailor? I need some clothes that do that shit. For real, I'll be scoring. Anytime I walk down the street, I'll be scoring. Like, oh, shit.
I love to wear gym shorts, man.
I am done.
I need to see a picture.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
I need a picture.
I can do that. What's your email?
I have a fan email. You can send it to iloveroxyreynolds@gmail.com. I usually do a big dick contest on my Twitter, and then I have all these dick pictures, and then I get to pick my top three, but I haven't done it in a while, but just send me one. Let me see it, and I'll tell you if it's a good professional dick.
So, What's the prize for the big winner?
Word the mother, I was just about to ask the same shit.
Because I'm going to ask your mama right now. What's the prize?
I wasn't sending my shit over to that email, though.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying, are you the prize? Are you the trophy that I'm going to win?
The funniest thing about my big dick contest on Twitter, sometimes I do it real late at night, and I get almost 300 pictures in, like, less than 20 minutes that I have to check. And the winner, my top three winners that I always pick in my last two competitions, they were afraid to actually let me give them a shout-out, and one of them was in Jersey, one of them was in New York, and the other one was in, like, I want to say Chicago, and they did not want to do a photo shoot with me. I think they were in a relationship or married. So all my top winners, I never get to actually meet them and do a photo shoot with them.
All right, well, that's tell all me the prize.
that's all the prize is a photo shoot? I do the rest of it, you know. I work for
a photo shoot. It's a photo shoot for my website. So, I mean, a lot of the people who want to actually, you know, show their dick, you know, and praise it, then you can be on my website with me. But I just haven't found that good winner yet.
Yo, listen, man, Roxy.
What kind of treat was he expecting? Like, you said that was it. Like, what are you looking for to win? What you trying to win?
I want to see what that pussy feel like. God. I mean, as good as it look good every time I'm looking at her doing her thing and everything. Like, it, you know, I'd be dueling at the mouth, you know.
Oh, okay. That's a different conversation.
I ain't no different conversation. That's a hell of a prize. I wouldn't even been looking for Rocky to give me no pussy for no big dick contest.
First of all, she asked me a question. I'm just, you know,
I'm not knocking you. I just said I wouldn't have been looking for that. I might have thought something a little different.
It's like I'm selling my car, right? I'm telling me how much I want for it, you know.
I thought she might hook you up with one of her little porn star wannabes, because I know she got some little Roxy's running around out there.
Yeah. Man, we have to test it out on her. come on, man, come on. We right here. I'm right here in Miami, so it's like a lot of things right here, man. You got a lot of wannabe models and everything right in front of me, you know, Cuban,
mm-hmm.
all type of things. So
yeah.
I want the real deal. I want the mediocre man, you know. I want to feel good, you know.
Okay. Well, go ahead and submit your photo. We'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely do that. I'm gonna definitely do that.
Give him the email again, Roxy. Yeah, I'm on point. I knew you needed it again.
It's iloveroxyreynolds@gmail.com.
I love Roxy Reynolds. Let me write this card on my hand right now.
Now, is that
Roxy
with one X or is it with your three X's, Roxy?
It's just my name, iLove, and then RoxyReynolds@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Okay. And you better be official because I got Roxy's phone number. I will call her to find out, and then we're going to talk about it on the radio. We're going to say, yo.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to have her show you, and then y'all can talk about it together. Oh, my God.
Nene, close the front door. You asked for that one. You asked for that one, Nene.
For real, you know, I'm not gonna be ashamed, you know. I ain't, you know, me and Rico, they've been down there. We done did some modeling shows together where they had us dressed, you know, to the minimum. So so I'm used to kind of, you know, just showing myself
being
up anyway. You know, I'm
not, to being out there, and just out there. Just
yeah,
being out there.
I'm used to that. You know, I'm used to that.
All right, well, we are gonna find out. Make sure you submit your picture, and we are gonna find out.
All right, now what's your name again, brother?
My name is Dimitri.
Dimitri.
Okay, Dimitri. And you was in the Unfaithful joint with Rico. Got
you. Nah, that's Ronnie. Ronnie Grant.
Ronnie. Damn, everybody got an R name tonight. From now on, just call me Ronald Reagan until the show ends.
Can you show you what you call that, boy?
I got a question for you. Roxy, do you control your Facebook page? Like, if I message you, would it be you that responds? Like, for me, I control all my social media stuff. How do you do that?
I don't have a Facebook page.
Okay, because I'm on Facebook right now. There's a like page that somebody set up with yours. I just wondered if it was you.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. It's like some of my fans, right? And you know how that goes. I don't have an official Facebook page. I just have my two websites. I have my Twitter and I have my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So you do control your Instagram then? It is you.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not obsessive with it though, where I'm like posting every hour of the day. You know, like I post as I go on with, you know, my life and promotion and things like that. Like, I'm not a pest. Like, I won't.
I get it. I get it. My main reason for asking is I need to know how to get in contact with you, you know, directly. And it will
be
you.
I love RoxyReynolds@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm trying to cipher, you know, right to the top, though. I don't want to get mixed in with all the other people.
Hey,
that's the thing.
If you got the equipment you've been advertising, tonight, you're going to be in there.
What? Nah, that's not me. What'd you say, Roxy?
I said, usually the thing that catches my attention is a picture of a big dick.
See?
Yeah.
And there you have it.
I'm gonna reach out to Nene, and Nene, then you hit Roxy up so we can talk more about what I'm trying to do.
Nene, how you
gonna throw me in there? Me and Roxy talk about me and Roxy stuff. I'm not gonna call Roxy and talk about your thing unless she alert me that it was right. Now, if she alert me that it was right, we may have a conversation about it.
No, I'm just trying to follow up. I'm trying to follow up on my photo shoot.
Okay.
The contest, that's for Dimitri and the
others. That's Rico. Okay, I thought you was Dimitri.
Yeah. No, this is Rico. I'm trying to follow up on my photo shoot. Roxy, you knew it was me, right?
No, we didn't. We didn't know.
Okay. Now, this is Rico, Roxy. I'm trying to find out how to contact you directly so we can follow through because I really want this to happen.
We'll see what we can do. I'll see what I can do for you, okay, babe?
Okay.
All right. Now, look, I'm about to bring this other caller in. This look like Philly in the house. 215-237. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew, Roxy Reynolds and Rico. Who are we speaking with this evening?
I think their call just dropped.
Oh, man. Well, one thing about our show is when a call drop, we just go right on to the next one.
That's right.
So let me go ahead and bring in 718-219.
This is
good evening. You're live with the right. Oh, well, how you doing, brother?
How we doing? My bro Rico is on the stage, right?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, this is Model Mazik right here. I know Rico very well. He got me my first agency signature way back when. And he's a good guy, very positive and very influential. He carries himself very well. I saw him, I heard him chiming in a little bit on the conversations, and the guy's a riot, as you can tell. You know, he has you all in an uproar, you know. I didn't even know what I was listening to. I thought I was in a concert for Eddie Murphy, you know.
Oh, Lord.
The amount of laughing that was going on was just, I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm on the other side of the phone. Where's my seats at? But all it's right. All right, you know, I enjoyed the laughs with you all. So, you all have any questions for me?
Do you have any questions?
Hold up. I like this guy. Who are you again?
Do you all have any questions for me? I called in, and I know you want to know, you know, who this is on the other side of the line. So here I am, you know, Christopher Mazik, entertainer extraordinaire. I got the text from my boy Rico, and now we're all good to go, hitting you from double points, you know. I don't got any questions. I hope that my calling was
I have a question
much.
Now. You definitely piqued my interest, Chris. I'm
awesome. I mean,
you got me.
This is what Chris does.
If no one else has a question, I'm the guy with the Riddler suit. What exactly is it that you do?
I'm in the same boat as Mr. King. I'm an actor and model. I like to keep my game versed in a lot of different avenues so that there's several streams of income. But I feel like
Let me translate that. Chris, he goes to castings with me. He's a model, aspiring actor, and we hit these castings up together, and we share information so that we can crash each other's castings too. So we both coming up together. But, yeah, I did, like he said, walk him into his first agency and said, y'all can thank me later. Here, sign him, and they signed him. So he did come correct with that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm coming correct. I'm not trying to come false, you know, so.
No. We weren't thinking that. We just had to ask because we really needed to
know.
I thought I was missing a whole entire interview here. I'm like, hold on.
He
Chris will make his own. If you write him, Chris will make his own interview, as you can tell.
I'm like, yo, we already got Roxy and we got Rico. Who the hell is this again?
Who the hell is this other guy?
I mean, you know, I just
go
be,
for real, but. I thought he was going to be like, yo, listen, this is the executive producer, Donahue. I'm trying to,
I want to talk about sex.
Hey, Chris, it was nice having you on. We got to get back to Rock because Roxy is over here starting to dry out. We can't have that.
No.
You know, you might want to get him some water. She's drying out, you know.
She don't need no water. She don't need no water.
Oh.
We got exactly what she needs to quench her thirst. Let me check this next caller and see if he got that bucket. But thank you for calling in.
Tell her to stay away from the soda. That dehydrates her, all right?
That's what it is. All right, thank you, Chris.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All righty.
All right, 318-572. You are live with the Right and Royalty crew and Roxy and Rico. Who are we speaking with?
Roxy.
Watch it? Is that who we're speaking with?
Yeah, Roxy.
No, you want to talk to Roxy. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to speak to Roxy? Oh, God.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Roxy I love her kid.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Like, real talk.
Who is she speaking to?
Huh? Just
Lewis.
Who
is she speaking with? Lewis, okay. Yo, Lewis, right before you got on the line, Roxy was saying she wanted to talk about sex. So go ahead, hit it with something. See if you could excite Roxy real quick. You got 30 seconds. Get up.
30 seconds?
Uh-huh.
Let me see. What I'm going to do is I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you real good. from the front to the back. That's all I want to do. I want you to sit on my face.
Roxy,
I love to get my face rolled.
Where are you from?
Oh,
I'm from Shreveport.
That face riding.
I'm from Shreveport. Yeah.
Oh, Shreveport.
You just tweeted me. You just tweeted me on Twitter when I was saying I was online trying to hold on. You said I had 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm about to get off in 10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
For real.
Oh, thank you. Did you get a chance to get my book yet?
No, I hadn't got it yet, but my sister got it. I told him I put my sister on it. I hadn't ordered it, but I put my sister on it, though.
Okay. Thank you. I hope she enjoys it. Make sure she likes the review on Amazon.com, too, okay?
All right. I will do that.
Thank you.
That's for real. And look out for the book and Big D contest she's going to be running on Twitter, but you're going to have the book to participate.
Okay.
So make sure you get the paperback or go borrow your sister's or something. Somebody around you has to have the book so that you can
participate. No, I ain't going to borrow it. I'm going to support her.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm going to buy it.
That's
right.
Go out and support her. Make sure you get it or try to order it tonight because she's going to be doing this contest between this weekend and next week. And you don't want to miss it. Amazon be getting them books there quick, like 3-4 days. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, get your book and be ready for the contest. She got something real special lined up for her readers. It's going to
be
crazy.
I'll be down there in that area soon. So I guess make sure you have it soon so I can come and sign it. Yeah, so I'll be there.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate you.
Bye.
Hey, Roxy, let's take a picture of our books side by side, like in a photo, me and you. I'm on the cover of mine, and you got yours, so we can promote together.
Okay.
All right.
561-603, you are live with the Writing Royalty crew, Roxy Reynolds and Rico. Who are we speaking with?
Yo, it's Demetri again.
Okay.
Oh,
He's back.
We're gonna come right back to you, Demetrius. We got somebody else right here from the 305. 305-834. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew. Who are we speaking with? Roxy is on the line along with Rico.
What's going on, everybody? This is Big Zoe from Miami.
Okay.
Big Zoe is good. How are you?
Everything good. Everything good. I just wanted to say what's up and say hello to Roxy.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't no real Twitter head, but I logged in on Twitter and I seen a little. I said, damn, today, June 4th, this Roxy Reynolds, let me see what the number is. And I called. I ain't think that she was working or nothing like that. Well, what's going on, y'all?
Ain't nothing
good.
Money,
nah,
good.
It's all real. She's really here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see that and I hear that. I know it's real now.
You have any questions?
You got any questions?
Yeah, I wanted to know when is a good chance you coming back to Miami. I wouldn't mind seeing you in person. Like we can go to Club Live or something. You know, hit up Story or something.
I'll actually be. I'm working my way down there now. I have Jacksonville on the 12th, and then on the 15th I have Tampa. So in July, I think I have this new schedule for the end of July, I will be in Miami for sure. It's actually going to be more of a signing, though, more than like an actual club appearance. So make sure you get my book so when you come to the signing, I can take a picture with you and sign it.
Oh, definitely. I'd definitely buy one of them. You know, Payday Friday, too? Definitely.
You need it. You got to have it in your life. There's some exclusive pictures that you've never seen before. You're going to lose your mind. You need that for something.
Oh, shit. You're going to have me blowing a head gasket.
You spoke with
him. Oh, Lord.
Thank you,
yeah, get that immediately. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Book. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it's not too much, can you follow my Instagram?
What's your Instagram?
It's all together. Good life, good vibe.
Good life, good vibe. I check you out.
I appreciate it.
I check it out right now. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Make sure you get my book, though. So once I follow you and you get my book, you got to post it up or I'm unfollowing you.
That's no problem.
Yeah.
Real recognize real, and I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, Big Zo.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the love, y'all.
Thank
you. All
right. Okay, we got four. I know. I see. They ain't going to let me interrogate Roxy. 404-310. You are live with the Right Royalty Crew, Roxy Reynolds, and Rico.
Yo, what's going down? It's your boy Jay from the A-Town representing.
All right.
What's going on, Jay, from the A-Town?
Not much. Called in to talk to my man, 100 grand, Rico King. Just wanted to say what's up to him. And I want to say what's up to Miss Roxy Reynolds. I'm a old school Army vet, and I can say that your material really helped me out overseas when it was just me and my two hands.
Oh, thank you.
So I had a pretty large hard drive. You had your own folder, so.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Do you have any questions for Roxy?
She seems like a pretty down-to-earth person, and I just want to go ahead and confirm it. Is everything on you real?
Say that again, Max.
I said, is everything on you real? Is anything fake?
No, everything on me is real. I didn't get anything fake. Unless you're counting hair, I got an ass lift. I don't have fat titties. My stomach's mine. My nails are mine. My lips are mine. My nose, my eyes. I have sometimes I put on my eyelashes, and my toenails are real. Yeah, it's just me.
Yeah,
okay.
She definitely not the bra from I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
not the boss. I'm gonna get you. I don't wanna. You know what I'm saying? Put my knowledge on blast. But you know, I do notice that a lot of females.
He got cut off.
He went out.
He went to hair and makeup. Well,
okay.
In the meantime,
so
while he's over there. Okay, you back up.
Yeah. From the ATL?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me.
You were saying you didn't want to put all your business out there, but you know some, and then you got cut off.
Oh, my bad. I might have been going up under a bridge. I'm driving right now. But, no, I was just saying a lot of females in the industry, you know what I'm saying, I was saying I didn't want to put my knowledge of the industry on blast, but I noticed that a lot of females kind of have to go to, you know, getting the fake stuff and stuff like that in order to, you know, to last. And I appreciate Roxy for, you know, not having to do that.
Well, in my opinion, I feel like sometimes it's for the best, sometimes it's not for the best, you know, because there's some women that do actually have kids and have children, and to where some of them don't care about their first born, some of them do. Some of them, you know, edited photos chopped out. Some of them want to put, like, their photos in person. So a lot of females do look like themselves in person, but there are some that don't look like themselves in person for a picture. So they want to make sure they look just like their pictures in person. Because, you know, camera bodies make you look 10 times heavier than what you really are.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess it just all depends on their vibe. Like, some women have kids where they have to get their titties done because it's almost like you have to after you have children. And if that's your career, if you have children or not, and you're still a model, and you still have that pretty face, that pretty look, and I just say, then getting your titties done isn't really a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Just being altered, like, your face and stuff like that is a big dramatic difference. But other than that, I don't think it's a big, big deal. As long as you're not transforming your whole self into a whole other person.
Real.
Okay.
Every camera makes everybody look 10 times bigger except for Roxy's ass. That's actually size. It says it right on the camera, too. It said right on the camera lens, this object is not appearing bigger than what it is. This is the actual size. Right here.
It looks bigger on TV than it is on me.
Well, shit, I'm going to have some smaller hands.
I had two more questions, if I may.
Mhm.
Okay. The first one is I always wanted to know, because I see, you know, a lot of actresses or stars in a lot of scenes. So I'm always wondering, like, well, how many scenes till you just, like, you know, really got to take a break and kind of, you know, relax. Because I would think that at some point, you know, you just get kind of tired of that stuff after a while. So
there's some females that's done 20 years. There's some that's done 15. There's some that's done 10. You know, there's some that's done 8, creeping up on 10. And I feel like most of the females that usually creep up on 10 and over 10, they usually cross over to just producing and directing and, you know, webcam shows, doing their websites and still hosting. But if you actually enjoy your job and you're still in good shape, sex does a body good. And the way that y'all see it looks like we're doing a lot of things over the year span, but we're really not. We're really just fucking just as much as a regular husband and wife is fucking. We just putting the movies out.
Okay. And your second question?
And the second question is, I really enjoy the female scenes, you know, they use the dildos on each other's strap-ons and stuff like that. So I haven't seen it, you know, but I don't, you know, no person. I just wanted to know, can you squirt?
Yes,
you gotta
I can
get the
squirt.
Book.
But I can only squirt with particular people that has this particular dick that hits this particular spot that I seek for when I'm riding the dick or getting fucked. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. All right. That's what's up.
Now, you know Roxy got a book out, right?
Oh, no,
Secrets of a Porn Star, right? See? She got a joint out right now called Secrets of a Porn Star. You need to make sure you grab that. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. If you got any of the electronic devices, it's good for that, too. So make sure you go out and support Roxy, man, because she's been supporting you for a long time.
Yes. Definitely.
Thank you.
Show some ass. And you know what? I see you got a 404 area code. Actually, you can go get your book tomorrow. You can go see Roxy tomorrow. She's going to be in Jonesboro, Georgia, tomorrow. At Nubian Bookstore.
Mm-hmm. That's where I live, too. I live in Jonesboro.
Oh, well, it ain't mm-hmm. no... Now, what's your name again?
Jay.
All right, Jay, listen. She going to be expecting you because we're going to talk to you and everything. And you said you're going to support. She going to be there tomorrow. Come get your book handed to you from Roxy. Get it signed. Take a picture with her. You know what I mean? And do the right thing. Support her. Let me get you the address real quick, because I'm about to get you the address right now so you can get on over there, because you said you live in Jonesboro. So let me get you the address real quick so you can get on over there and get your book.
It's on her Twitter, Aaron.
I don't even have Twitter.
It's on Writing Royalty also.
All right, but make sure, anyway, it's 1540 South Lake Parkway. You know where that's at, right?
Okay. Yeah.
1540 South Lake Parkway. And she's going to be there tomorrow between
6 to 8:30.
She's going to be there tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. That's when she's going to start. So this sounds like that's going to be a good time for you.
Yeah, it is. And she might like what she sees, too, you know.
Right.
Well, you
got to
get over there.
Somewhere.
Okay. You got to get over there to make sure. We're going to be checking with Roxy tomorrow because we're going to be calling the store to make sure Jay came through and got his book.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to definitely
appreciate
it.
Thank you, Jay.
That's what's up. No problem.
Right, thank you. We appreciate you.
Be safe.
No problem.
Roxy, there's a quick question out there for Roxy if I have time. The question is, when you're on a set, is there a lot of adjusting and repositions between the scenes?
Yes, there is. Yeah, we have to stop sometimes. It's not like a straight sex scene. Well, some of them are. Like, good performers don't really have to stop. Like, the cameraman just kind of goes with the flow of what the actor and the actress is actually doing together because they have that good timing. So, but most of the newbies and some of the, you know, ones that they have a hard time keeping their dick hard, maybe because they've done like a scene or two within that day, then, yeah, we do have to stop. We have breaks. We have water breaks. We have baby wipe breaks and things like that where it gets a little too nasty where we got to clean the setup a little bit. So, yeah, we do have breaks. We do stop. And then we do reposition and we get back in the same position to finish the position too.
Okay, now, do you have a favorite lube, or do you use lube at all?
Sometimes I do. Most of the time I don't. I usually like to use the water-based. Everybody's different. Some people like the silicone-based. Some people like the water-based. But I particularly like the water-based because it's not as sticky, and it feels a little bit more natural than the other lube.
Okay.
Have you ever done a humiliation scene? A humiliation video?
You know what? I just did my first dominatrix scene. And I was actually going to save that scene until about September or October because I feel like it's more of a Halloween type scene that I wanted to put out for my fans because I'm really dominating this white guy and I do some crazy things to him. I don't know if my fans are really ready for something like that, but that's why I was going to release it around Halloween. So yeah, I've done some crazy ass shit to him, like literally ashing a cigarette on his tongue, whipping him, beating him, like spitting on him, humiliating him, stepping on him. I tased him. I whipped him. I chained him up. I choked him.
Yo, word up. I'm applauding you right now.
Crazy. It was crazy. Like, did I piss on him? I might have. No, I don't think I pissed on him.
Now,
yeah,
let me ask you a question. When you was doing that, did you ever have any personal feeling?
Yes, I had to take myself and picture him being my ex-boyfriend. So at one point,
damn.
I almost hurt him. Vanessa Blue was shooting it, and she's like, okay, Roxy, we can't do this. You have to stop. So I had to stop because
I was about to. One of those theme breaks?
Yes, I blacked out.
We'll need more white.
Out.
We need EMS.
I blacked out on that scene.
That's what's up.
But
we are running out of time, Aaron. We're going to have to let Miss Roxy go. We're going to have to let Rico go.
Yeah.
Roxy, be on the lookout for her ex, Roxy blog. She will be posting on there. You'll be able to ask her questions. She'll answer, you know, a few of those questions a day, and we'll be able to get those questions answered. But you need to have the book. You need to have the book. So make sure you're one-clicking that
book.
Gotta have that book so that, you know, she's not answering questions that's in the book. Get the book and then come ask Roxy.
Exactly. And follow me on Twitter too, Roxy, because I got some more shit I need to talk to you about. I ain't trying to send you no shit. I wouldn't send my shit to that email. You got to give me another email address because I know that shit's full of. I'm a whole different type of. I'm a whole different type of cock.
Oh, Lord. Thanks for everybody for calling in. Thank you, Roxy. We love you to death. And thank you, Rico. Make sure you guys go out and be on the lookout for Rico's position, up-and-coming Steve Harvey. did you say Steve Harvey, right? Steve Harvey movie. And Roxy's going to be in Atlanta tomorrow. Be on the lookout on her Twitter. We'll be tweeting all day so that you can come out and support. Have a good evening,
thanks,
everybody.
Good evening. Appreciate the love, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Roxy. Bye, Rico. Don't look down.
All right, Roxy. Okay.